This is WMPR. Good afternoon. I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. It's municipal primary day in 20 communities throughout the state. Turnout can be low for this kind of election, but a closely watched mayoral race in New Haven could help bring out registered Democratic voters in the Elm City. Paul Bass is editor of the New Haven Independent, and he joins us by phone. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Lucy.
Let's talk about the big race, and that's the mayoral race in New Haven. It's the first time in 20 years that New Haven voters are voting for a new face to replace John DeStefano. And it's a four-way race?
Right. We have four candidates running for the Democratic nomination, and they're four strong candidates with very different agendas and different bases of support. So this is a watershed election. First time in a generation, power is going to change hands with four different kinds of constituencies battling it out.
And State Senator Toni Harp, she's the front runner?
She's the front runner, but it's sort of two elections today, Lucy, because her three opponents are also on the ballot for November in the general election. So the two big questions today are, A, can Harp break 50% to present this idea of invincibility in the general? And B, who is going to emerge as the second-place finisher? The betting money is that is the only other candidate who will stay in the race. And with 18,000 unaffiliated voters in New Haven, there's a sense that as 2 years ago, it will be a very competitive general election.
And that's why November 5th still matters.
Mm-hmm. The last time we elected anyone other than a Democrat as mayor was 1951. And until 2 years ago, the primary was always considered to be tantamount to the general election. Whoever won that was the mayor. That's no longer true.
What's turnout been like so far?
Turnout was slow this morning. It was raining. And in general, the higher turnout, especially in the lower income wards, and even in the higher income wards, tends to be 4 to 8 p.m. I was at a bunch of the campaign headquarters. I noticed that they were stacking their campaign volunteers for later in the day. At some wards, like in Westville, which is a high voting area, there was a pretty steady stream of hundreds of voters right before work, before 9 a.m. Then there was kind of a lull, and we are expecting the sun has come out, and the full platoons of vote pullers are being mobilized. We're expecting starting 4 o'clock to see the bigger crowds.
Any issues at any polling places so far?
Yes. In east part of East Rock on the East Shore, the big issue has become fire service. There's a feeling among some of the candidates and some officials in government that we have a fire system based on a century ago when we had a lot more fires. Nowadays, most fire calls, the overwhelming majority, are for medical calls. And there are a couple of candidates, one mayor candidate in particular and one aldermanic candidate, who have called for a smaller fleet of firefighters through attrition, perhaps even closing a firehouse or retiring an engine, and shifting some of that money to more of the medical workers and doing that more efficiently, perhaps even sharing resources with the suburbs. That has propelled the firefighters union to come out and force to back Toni Harp, whom they already endorsed. And there have been robocalls back and forth on the East Shore, where there's a firehouse in particular, that they worried might be endangered, although it's not. And in the last days of the campaign, that is where a lot of the flurry of back-and-forth campaigning and debate has occurred. On the East Shore, in the Morris Cove section, where there's a firehouse that doesn't get many calls, but it's isolated from the rest of town. And then in East Rock, there's a fire station there and a candidate, Mike Stratton, who's called for revisiting that issue. So we're seeing a lot of firefighters at the polls. At one polling place today, there was even a sign that went up attacking the aldermanic candidate at length, one of those signs you see stuck in the ground, urging people to vote against the candidate.
That's interesting. And just looking back at the mayor's race, there's so many varied platforms and issues. What is the most important issue for the average New Haven voter?
Average New Haven voters are caring a lot about crime. We have community policing. Will that continue? They're caring a lot about school reform. The schools have been in rough shape. They're trying some new ideas out there. Will that be built upon? They're worried about the tax rate in the city. They feel it's at the top it could be without driving people out of town. Those are three big issues facing the candidates. And again, this fire service issue in parts of town.
All right, Paul Bass, editor of the New Haven Independent, thanks for talking with us. And you can learn more about the results of that primary in New Haven from him and his team at newhavenindependent.org.